What is up, friendos? This is your pal Al here with Daniel and Larry.
Hola.
Meow.
Hola, papi.
Oh, no.
Oh, there it's back.
It's back.
I had to.
It never left. I saw it over here cowering in the corner. This is Untethered, episode 25. Like, we're ever really tethered.
No. Honestly, this is the, like, when we created this podcast, it was a misnomer.
We should have just always been untethered.
So, untethered is like whenever you eat a huge meal and then you undo your belt and unbuckle your pants.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
So no, I shit you not. Sometimes Megan and I will take rubber bands with us to fucking Thanksgiving and we'll just like, you know, just nice. Throw it around the button and it's like, nah, don't need that button. No belt.
Got an extra 2 inches on this.
Oh, yeah. No. That's too thick a rubber band. Give me one of them thin boys.
Okay, so basically, we had some overflow, and I really, really wanted to get into the story about the Somerton Man. You guys ever heard of the Somerton Man? I think you had, because I mentioned it like
heard
a video.
Of,
I've heard
but of, but that's about it.
I've heard so. Of the Muffin Man.
No, that's right. A different dude.
Do you know the Somerton Man? The Somerton Man.
He was found dead on a river wall in South Australia. No, I'm sorry, a seawall. Okay.
Wow, that's going to be difficult to sing to Finn.
Shit. Yeah, we'll have to work on that one. We'll have to workshop that. Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you guys don't know this because this is a really fucking cool case.
All right.
Also, there's a... What?
Fuck off, New York Times. I'm not paying $1 to watch to read this.
New York Times is worth my money. I pay for
$52.
Well, I'm not going to be able to follow you on this one.
I'm sorry. Can you open it in? No, it doesn't work. That's why I pay for it. I was going to say, can you open it in incognito? But no, if that worked, I wouldn't pay for it.
Basically, what was just established is if we see anything we want to read, we're going to forward it to you. And please just copy and paste it to the email.
I have before. Okay, so... this is a really cool story, and there's also a wiki link, and the wiki is huge and has pictures of the dead dude. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, this guy's case started getting coverage again because the police had him exhumed from his grave after 72 years.
All right. Yeah. All right.
The police have this project to put names to all the unidentified dead people in South Australia, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. Like,
America will never do that. We don't care.
No.
So,
which is why we're not the most inclusive country.
Oh,
we have.
We're working up stuff.
No,
on that.
But we're the
no,
most
we're
tolerant.
Pick on you.
No, just
we're
kidding.
Pick on you.
Okay. But we're coming.
Oh,
at
dude,
you.
I'm
coming
at you. Please, please.
I'm telling you, it's coming.
Pick.
Okay, so,
pick away.
This guy died in December of 1948, and nobody knows how or who he was. Mm. So he was really well dressed. He had a jacket and a tie, and he had a half-smoked cigarette on his lapel. But no burn marks, so it looked like it was just placed there, not like it fell off of his mouth.
Yeah, okay.
He was found propped up near a seawall on a beach in South Australia. The way he was sitting made people think at first that he was just a drunk who fell asleep. So, like, picture this. It's a guy, like...
In a suit?
In a like, a at least a suit jacket and a tie, well-dressed.
Yeah. But that's my point, is, like, oh, a drunk... Okay, never mind.
I mean...
Okay.
Hard times, man.
He could have come from a wedding or work or who knows.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what 1948 was like. So he's against the seawall, which I think is like a concrete kind of wall. Mm-hmm. And he's like back against that, kind of slumped over a little. And his legs are stretched out in front of him with his legs crossed.
Okay.
I mean, I'm picturing it like, yeah.
So lady
just
like.
At it. Yeah,
no,
sure.
I'm kidding.
Very proper. So people thought he was a drunk who was just asleep.
Uh-huh.
And the tags on his clothing had been cut off. Kind of weird.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. He had just a handful of things in his pockets that weren't really weird, mostly. He had some gum. He had a box of matches. He had a pack of cigarettes. He had two combs. A little excessive.
Okay.
He had tickets for trains and buses, and they hadn't been used yet. And then he had a piece of paper with typed out words. I don't know how to pronounce it because I don't speak Persian, but it was Tamam Shud.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you Google that... That brings up the wiki page and stuff. This is really, it's a huge wiki page.
Okay.
In Persian, that means finished.
Okay.
Pretty fucking creepy.
This was a hit.
Yeah.
Well, So they did an autopsy on him. They found that he had an enlarged spleen and that his liver was not great, which, I mean, solidarity, my dude.
Yeah.
But he did not, they didn't
Is
determine.
Is anybody's liver great anymore?
Not with these grizzly
not
boys.
Not at this podcast.
Not after COVID. But they couldn't determine an actual cause of death.
Okay.
There's speculation that he was poisoned, but they didn't find any trace of poison, and that seemed kind of far-fetched.
Okay.
He had unusually muscular calves, so some people thought he was professionally trained in ballet. This comes back. Follow me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have a shit-eating grin currently.
I know. I even wrote in my notes. I was like, hang with me. This stuff circles back.
Okay.
He had distinct teeth with his canines beside his middle teeth, and he had large upper hollows on his ears, which I don't know the descriptions of ears very well, but I think that's going to be like, say, maybe the cartilage that a lot of women get pierced. That was bigger, okay. I think.
Okay. Yeah, thick-ass ears, yeah.
Big ol' ears.
So he's like a bat.
So, like, if a fighter that has cauliflower ears, if it was drained, it would be, like, really
But can prevalent. You drain that? Because
no.
I thought that was scar tissue. That
yeah,
just
that's
like,
I'm just saying if it was...
If. Yeah. Big if, because it can be. Okay, so this comes
if
back.
If in a different world... No,
all this comes back. Okay, so some news reports come out.
I'm trying to keep... Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. News reports come out a few months later about the case, and this man comes forward to the police with a poetry book that he had found in his car with the last page torn out. He said he had no idea how the book got in his car, but on the back cover, there were a bunch of random letters, and so, of course, people thought it was some sort of code, and this was right after World War II, so fucking everything was a code and probably Russian spies.
Yeah.
But also, the last page of it was torn out, and it was the page that was in dude's pocket.
Okay.
So, no one ever found that it was really a code, though, and it's believed that the random letters were just the first letters of words in English. I feel like we need to write some ad-libs with what those words might mean.
Oh my god.
I know.
This is super
it's
weird.
It's so cool!
Yeah.
Okay, so some people thought that his clothing tags being removed meant that he was part of, like, the black market of, like, because there's weird black market stuff after World War II.
They do that shit for, like, MI6. Like yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
MI6 and, like, CIA.
Yeah.
And
might have
jazz.
Been. Ooh, can
Who
I,
knows? Yeah.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
A disavowed spy?
That's a theory.
Maybe so.
That's a theory.
Okay.
And a lot of people said maybe nobody came forward to identify him because he was mixed up in some illegal shit.
Mm-hmm.
The book also had a phone number in it. This is the book that was found in dude's car, but mm-hmm. that the missing page was in dead dude's pocket. Okay. That book had a phone number written in it, which during the...
And I'm sorry,
yeah,
real quick.
Yeah.
Where was his car?
That guy's car was just like... He didn't say. Somewhere nearby.
Okay.
Same city.
Gotcha.
He was just like, hey, wait, I might, I have a book that's missing the last page, and it's also Persian poetry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Check.
So the book had this phone number in it, and the original investigation led the police to a 27-year-old woman named Jo Thompson. Her home was not far from the beach, but she said she didn't know the guy. The police found her evasive, and her name was not released publicly until decades later. So a whole lot of this story comes from this interview with this dude named Derek Abbott. He's a professor of biomedical engineering at the University of Adelaide, which is the city that this is all in.
Okay.
He's been studying this case for over 10 years. I get that. Like, I have, like, pet things that I can't get out of my head, so I get that.
Oh, the first letters. COVID.
Oh, my God.
If you count them, they all add up to 23.
Oh, I figured it'd be 19.
Yeah, I was like, I'm joking. So, a lot of the story comes with interviews with this dude. He said he fell down a rabbit hole looking into all this, which relatable.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he tried to find Jo, the woman who was 27 at the time and all this, but she had died 2 years before he went searching for her. She had a son who was a professional ballet dancer.
Oh, runs in the family.
And
shit.
Who had distinct teeth and ears like our dude.
All right, mm-hmm. So I would be interested to know how, like, frequent someone had canines.
Sure.
Because, I mean, like, okay, so I don't even know if you know this, Larry.
Yeah, I know this.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have my eye teeth, which are the teeth that are normally located beside your incisors, your, like, whatever middle incisors.
Is that what this guy was missing then?
But I believe that you said that he had his canines
were beside his middle teeth.
Where fucking vampire. Teeth, where I'm missing teeth.
So like he was missing the same teeth as you, but they were closer.
Well, maybe. Which may have been the case.
Daniel, are you related to the Somerton Man?
We need to end this.
This is our big break.
We need to end this podcast now.
Oh my God,
and you're both fucking dead.
Anyway, it's been real.
Where's my gunshot? Like,
vampire? All right,
this has been
anyone?
He's not a vampire.
But that is where their teeth are going to be.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're going to be right
but
here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They
come canines, at me. Come at me. Vampire.
Dude. Oh my God.
Okay. So the son, who was a professional ballet dancer, had the teeth and the ears like the dude. He died just a couple months before the guy got to interview him.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like a vampire. Yep.
Do we know how he died?
It didn't say in this.
Okay.
Probably old age. Like, I mean, this is such
a that's a good point. Yeah.
But he had a daughter named Rachel Egan. And Dr. Abbott scheduled an interview with her, and they fell in love and got married the following year.
Oh,
what?
Fucking course.
Sir,
don't shoot where you eat. I'm sorry. Excuse me, puppy?
No. Punch me harder, Kyle.
No! Okay, so,
punch me harder, Kyle.
So Rachel had never heard of the Somerton Man, who might be her grandfather, but said she'd help Dr. Abbott in his research.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, the Somerton Man had Joe Thompson's number. He was found dead 5 minutes walk from her house. Rachel's dad was only a year old at the time with no father. Mm-hmm. So you kind of put two and two together. But until it's absolutely confirmed, you never know. And that's it. There's no update yet. We don't know yet.
Don't do this to me. I thought there
know.
Was a fucking
Sorry.
Thing.
Allie,
nope.
Damn it.
All I'm saying is now you guys are all following along.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway, I'm probably going to set up Google Alerts because I fucking need to know. Need to know.
Setting one up right now. It's man so with cool. strong calves.
You might not like what you get.
It's just going to be a lot of Pornhub. No, but it's so cool.
That really is like...
It's a neat
that's
story.
That's so weird.
And it's really cool because
that seems super set up.
I know. And then you fall in love and marry her? Sir.
Yes.
Sir.
The I don't like when shit... Okay.
It's too tidy.
There is no such thing as a coincidence, in my opinion. There is no such thing as a coincidence. For the labels of clothing to be taken out, that is not fucking like...
I used to cut the labels out of my clothes.
Why?
I was really self-conscious about the size I was when I was really fucking skinny in college but thought I was fat.
So I have two theories.
Really?
Have you ever been a girl?
Wait a second. Let me tuck my penis.
No.
Oh, no. That still doesn't make me
I have two theories. Good. This is either...
Now I just sat on my nuts and now I'm in pain.
Just...
This is either like a legit disavowed spy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like to think it.
All right. Or a vampire. Right? That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, the only two.
Only
well,
two.
So, I mean... That is some weird
that's some
shit.
Spy
to have.
Shit.
It's
well,
so cool.
That's some weird dentition too. The whole like fucking. Maybe, and I mean that's coming from a fucking weirdo with dentition, like some weird dentition.
Well, I mean, think about it. How far fetched of an idea would it be for spies to have their dental records scrubbed?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
in case they were caught.
I don't know if dental records were really a thing in the 40s.
You never know. Maybe he was a cannibal.
So he was discovered in the...
He was found dead in 48.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
I just think it's so cool.
It is. And it's fucking weird.
That's so weird.
The wiki page is so fucking long, dude.
Really?
It is.
And also, this came
Whoa,
up...
Whoa, have you looked into books about this?
Oh,
I'm just saying.
I should.
That I feel like that was there'd be some pretty
like
good books
the
out
timeline
there.
That's a bulleted list
yeah.
is legit like two screens long on my laptop
yeah
and it's like
that's what I'm saying like
dude
I
it's wild
like,
this is you know how like people have like I have pet cases that I like think about and I can't get out of my head
yeah
this one is one of Nikki's pet cases So, like, I vaguely knew about it, and I kept meaning to look into it, and then this came to light, and I was like, oh! But, like, we were at a trivia, like, a true crime trivia, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and this case came up, and she was like, ooh, ooh! And I was like, I've never heard of this. And, like, we were the only people that got it right.
Maybe we should, like, send this over to the last podcast. Maybe they can shed some light.
Ooh, would like to see that it. Would actually, yeah. I wonder if they covered anything, or do you guys know?
I've not heard anything about it. I pretty religiously listen to side stories.
Yeah.
I've not
heard
them cover it.
If, that'd be kind of cool.
If, what's that one that got fucked over, that one podcast, what was it? They had the whole drama with internal sex.
Oh,
I got nothing.
Reply All?
Yeah. If they were a thing still, are they still?
Oh, yeah. I think they got kind of dissolved.
They're taking an indefinite break.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
which, real quick, speaking of last podcast on the left, I'm making my way through the last book on the left.
Yeah.
And it has been a hot minute since I came across the serial killer, Andre Chikatilo.
Mm.
That is a that is an intense fucking story.
Yeah.
And reading about it is a lot more intense than listening to it, I felt like.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what else is intense?
What's up? Talk to me, brother.
A purple-haired mom in Florida. Who found her daughter high as fuck.
Go
shall
on.
Shall I continue?
Yeah.
Please do.
Did you say Florida?
Yes.
And did you say high as fuck?
Why not both?
Pensacola mom calls for action after daughter accidentally eats marijuana edibles.
Ugh. How old's this daughter?
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. A Pensacola.
Slow your roll.
I'm sorry. Let me put away my lactating titties.
A Pensacola parent is calling for action after she says her daughter accidentally ate marijuana products that look like candy. Morgan McCoy says she was visiting her brother in Jacksonville while her 6-year-old daughter stayed back with the other kids and parents. After swimming, one of the parents changed out of wet clothes in the room her daughter slept in. She had a bag of marijuana edibles from California in her pocket, similar looking to Hawaiian Punch gum.
Mommy, this candy tastes dang.
Man, yeah. Mommy, this is that cone of gold. No, dude.
She's quoted as saying, "My daughter, because we normally went into that room, went in there to find dry clothes to change out of from her bathing suit.
Yeah,
and she came across a bag, and she ate the edibles.
Yeah,
thank God there was only one of them in there." Is her quote.
Yeah.
So fast forward about 3 hours, it was realized.
She's like, Mommy, Blue's Clues is real.
She's like, Mommy, take me back to get all them Funyuns at Costco.
I'd come home, the kids were sleeping. We all just chalked it up to the summer and swimming. Then in 3 hours, the mom realized what had happened, and she came and told me, and I immediately went to pick my daughter up and see if she was reactive. She was not. Because bitch was fucking passed out.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, okay.
Then she took her daughter to the hospital.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, yeah,
dude.
It's a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. How old?
Six.
Six? Oh my God, yes.
She says the gummy had 50 milligrams of THC.
50?
Excuse
Holy
me.
Fuck.
Now, is that more or less than one weed?
Dude, that's multiple weeds.
That is
very strong.
Now, the twist.
Yeah.
The
we
mom
love a twist.
Is a miracle marijuana patient.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
McCoy says she will take 25 milligrams at the most as a medical
marijuana
patient.
So she can take
patient.
It in half.
Why do you right? have a fitty?
You can bite it. Well, I'm assuming it's something that you can cut up, or right?
Well, it's a gummy.
Okay, so
but
cut it in half.
Hers. No. It wasn't hers.
Oh,
Yeah, it wasn't hers. Oh. Someone where they were staying left it behind because this product was illegally brought over from California, which is legal there. So it was packaged. The whole thing is that it was packaged as a attractive kids gummy thing. The package was like,
holy shit, yeah,
like Hawaii like punch gummies.
Look at the gummy bears. Look, this
like
is
yellow,
fun.
Red, like yeah. Bright colors, gummy
rainbows.
Bears. All over. Yeah. So she in an interview, she showed her medical stuff.
Yeah,
and it was in a kid safe.
Yeah. You know, yeah,
pill container. So she's calling out to have restrictions. Uh-huh. When it comes to packaging for kids. So it's like the whole vape thing all over.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so studies have shown that in 2020, they treated 130 kids ages 12 and under. Now halfway through 2021, the agency has already seen 119 patients of kids that have accidentally taken THC products.
Okay, so I got a couple of thoughts on this.
Yeah, let's hear.
So, I dig that, you know what, whatever. People can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. At what point is the accountability on the parents that it's like, hey, man.
There's a very fine line, but I can also agree, like, especially when kids get older, you really don't pay too much.
Okay, we're talking about, wait, time out.
Especially,
but you're going to trust a 6-year-old to go change clothes in the next room.
And okay. Plus, it was a group of kids. And first of all, if you go on vacation.
Did you not just say that it was in a baggie?
Yes. But if you, let me get there.
Okay.
If you are a parent or a person that unpacks and puts shit in hotel drawers, you're a psychopath.
Thank you. I've been saying it.
No, so it's so funny because one of our listeners, I was actually talking to him about that because he does that.
No, don't ever fucking do that.
And I don't do that. I live out of my bag.
Yes,
the whole time.
I live out of my bag.
If I'm on vacation for 2 weeks, I'm living out of my bag still.
But time out. I completely understand if somebody's down or if somebody travels a whole lot, I get that. I understand that.
I get that it's
but that's an adult.
Well, it is an adult. Yeah.
Yeah, but well, like
the mom is an adult.
Yeah, but she was just visiting her brother.
Okay.
Or whatever. But like, don't unpack your shit and put it in the drawers.
Oh my God.
We're
derailed. This is not the point here.
You know how many?
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah, you're right.
The whole thing is the child found it in a fucking drawer where the clothes were.
It shouldn't have been in the drawer, in my opinion. If you want to indulge in that stuff, it needs to be, and you know that you're.
But
you're
wasn't her. Someone else left it.
Yeah, someone else left it.
My God. Okay. Yeah. I thought, okay.
No, it was not the wires. Mother's.
These are the wires, and if you could see my hands, they're twisted. Shit. Oh, my God.
It was not.
Oh, here's the church. No. Here's the steeple. Open the doors. Look all
the people.
Oh,
there's so many people.
No, it was not the mother's.
Thank you, Allie.
It was not the mother's product, but it had been left there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Damn. Huh.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Yeah. No, honestly, I don't really know how you can get around that. I don't think regulation is going to do dick.
She's calling for like obvious packaging.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you're still going to have people that are like, I don't want to fuck with a child shit. I'm not around a child. Oh God, I got really high and I left it in a fucking drawer.
I mean, I can understand to a certain point because my stupid ass. You know, I'm a full ass grown adult physically, not mentally.
Hey, man.
But if I see.
You're looking at the same, friendo.
If I'm drinking at a buddy's house and I'm like, hey, you got any snacks? And they just happen to have some fucking gummies. And I'm like, ooh, gummies.
Dude, you're grown. You're going to taste it. You're going to taste it and be like, oh, these are gums.
You don't taste it. You're not going to ask?
You don't taste it.
You don't taste it.
She's just saying that you're gonna take some.
No, I'm saying you're gonna taste that there's weed in it. No,
no, that's not how it works.
Oh, Allie. Oh, Allie.
Oh, God. Oh, hell.
That is not how that works.
I don't know. No, it's
y'all
fine.
Y'all know I don't know this shit.
Damn.
God.
No, so, okay, so I was mildly confused. I thought that it had been repackaged. I'm sorry, I was, my mind.
Here's
was...
the packaging for you to see. It looks yes. like...
No, no, I agree that it's that
kids,
is...
like it's attracting kids.
I agree, yeah. I agree. And honestly, if it is... Well, so the issue is, did you say that that was from California?
Yes.
Okay.
Which so is legal there.
It's recreationally yeah. illegal,
yeah.
which is an issue because then it's like, it doesn't have to have a big, like, some kind of medical stamp or whatever kind of thing.
It so. Clearly says... Sativa 500.
Well, no, it does to an adult.
THC, you know.
Oh, yes. When I was six, yeah. I knew what sativa meant.
Yes. Yes. And I knew that Hawaii punched me in the fucking cunt. Like,
as an adult, Allie, I don't think you know what sativa means.
Listen, that's fine. That's fair.
Don't worry. Allie is so weeded up right now.
I'm from weeded all to
from
shit.
From all these hops.
No. So I was mildly confused. I understand where you're coming from, and I would actually lump it in the same category as the vape stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah. it's like what is to be achieved by like doing some kind of like crazy packaging like that? It's not like an adult is yeah. going to come by and they're going to be like, oh, because it looks like a fucking Sour Punch, blah, 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 packaging. I want it more.
Unfortunately, people are like, well, I mean, it's,
you're right.
You fuck. Know, it's a you're thing. Right. It's a thing on, you can argue it on both sides.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
keep an eye on your kids, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, or
keep, but dude, like you said, yeah. like honestly, I was confused earlier. It was left by someone else.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's kind of one of these things that it's like the only thing that you can do is say, "Hey, rifle through all the drawers." Am I going to do that exactly. as a parent? No, I'm not going to fucking do that every time.
That's what I was like, saying. Like, hey, yeah. quit being a fucking psychopath. Don't put your clothes in the fucking hotel drawers.
Oh my god!
I mean that. Fuck it, whatever. But I mean, I get where she's coming from. As you know, she is a user, a medical user.
There's no sense in making the packaging fucking like that, like ridiculous.
Yes.
Because it's not like it's set upselling to fucking, in my opinion, it's not upselling to adults. All it's doing is making it more...
It's marketing.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it is.
Okay, as
it
an is. Adult, you look at the package, you're like, oh, Hawaiian Punch, fucking, you know...
Hawaiian Punch being the...
Uh-huh.
No, what's it called?
I can't say that's it again. Megan will kill me.
What's it called? Nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's feeding totally. On the nostalgia of yeah. You as a kid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be one thing, but, I mean, I don't know where I stand on this one. But obviously if it was me in her shoes, I would be really concerned as well.
Well, and honestly, I would actually, I'm going to take this a step further. I would say, you know what, dude, do we have cigarette packages out there that look like that?
No, because we
insane
legislation
now.
You can't have in magazines. Well, there can't be commercials.
Well, no, but yeah. Well,
even beer.
Exactly.
There's a law that you can't.
So my point is I say fucking legalize the shit out of it, tax the shit out of it, and fucking regulate the shit out of it so that this stuff doesn't happen, man.
Yeah,
because it's like if a kid... Not to say that a kid that comes across like a fucking whatever bag of like, I don't know, like chewing tobacco or something. It's like,
yeah.
whatever.
Well,
you
they're
know?
Gonna throw up anyway.
Well, they are, but it's still toxic kind of thing to them.
I mean, but notice that in every beer commercial, no one drinks the beer.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
It's illegal.
That's interesting. I have not.
It's illegal
that.
for a beer commercial to show anyone drinking
actually drinking it.
Yeah,
it's okay. so goofy. Like, why? You know it's for drinking.
True.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're always full.
you know what? Our legal system is fucking goofy. How about that?
The shit that we regulate, I can't.
Oh, no, I know. And it's like, get rid of menthol. Yeah, you're right. That's going to do it.
That's what kids are after.
That's what they're after. That minty flavor. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. Not you, obviously.
All right, bye.
Can I tell you guys one more story?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let's do one more.
Victoria's Secret is basically completely fucking rebranding.
You mean because of... No. Fuck, it's a New York Times article.
Sorry, sucks to suck.
Oh, no, time out.
Now you gotta listen to me.
I actually heard about this. It's Victoria's Rumor now, right?
But
didn't Victoria's Secret get in some scandalous shit a few years ago?
Wait.
Sorry, I wasn't ready enough with it. I hate when my jokes fall flat.
Larry, do you mean they're direct ties to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, how are they?
Fuck off. Fuck off.
You set yourself
off.
Up
no,
for this.
No,
time
no,
out.
No, no,
we'll
no.
get there. We'll
every,
get there. We'll
every
get there.
Guy loves Victoria's
no,
Secret.
No, she's going somewhere else
Not
with
no
this.
No more. I'll get there.
She's going somewhere else with this.
Okay. So, you know the Victoria's Secret angels, like their whole thing.
Yep.
They're getting rid of those.
Okay.
They're gone. Also,
That's because it's a misnomer. Hello, they're human. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
They're getting rid of the whole like thing where they wear like the crazy feather like wings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, those could weigh up to 30 pounds.
That's half of what the models
weigh. Thank you.
Weigh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shit.
So, in place of the Victoria's Secret angels are seven women famous for their achievements and not their proportions. And I think that's really fucking cool.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them is Megan Rapinoe, who I think is awesome. The soccer girl she's our age, but she got pink hair, like really, really fit. Like you're just like, I could never be that fit. Eileen Gu, who is a Chinese American freestyle skier, about to be an Olympian, and she's 17.
Okay.
29.
She's 17.
Yeah.
No. That's an issue.
Yeah.
She's not showing. She can be in like a sports bra and underwear. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You
I
think
know about
she can
this.
Be sexualized? Sorry. Larry's like flashing some image.
I'm sorry. Are you saying teenagers are not sexualized in America?
Oh, yeah.
No, are. I didn't say that.
I know. I'm kidding.
Of course they are.
They sure are.
My God.
No,
Oh, sorry. Larry's stomping my damn
playing
foot.
Footsie.
We're playing footsie. Oh.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway, a handful of assorted people who are not just known for being hot, half naked, mostly naked. They're having an extreme and unabashed attempt at a brand turnaround, and they're trying to redefine the version of sexy that Victoria's Secret represents and sells to the masses. I figure you guys are going to have thoughts on this.
No, well, no. Okay. Well, I have plenty of thoughts already.
Yeah. Well, so basically they've restructured who is running Victoria's Secret and stuff. They are trying to get away from just marketing toward what men want and also marketing toward, surprise, women who wear their products.
Yeah. I mean, they're like their catalogs were basically like fat material for middle schoolers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. So they have a whole
I'll
new
show myself out.
I mean, Sears catalogs. I mean, you know.
Harry.
Abercrombie and French. You gotta be 18.
Abercrombie and French?
You mean,
I don't know.
I
got
old.
This Rickard Reed.
Anyway.
Oh, do you guys like the Rickard Reed?
The face was even better than the sound. So they have a whole new executive team, and they're forming a board of directors in which all but one seat will be occupied by women, which is pretty damn cool for a huge brand.
Yeah.
They are moving away from retail billionaire Leslie H. Wexner, who brought Victoria's Secret in 1982.
Uh-huh.
And who,
Let's hear it.
You have thoughts about Wexner?
No.
No?
No.
Wexner is the dude that made Epstein rich.
Oh, okay.
And, like... it's that time. But, I've got all kinds of thoughts on Wexner, but I will not get into them now. But anyway, he's no longer part of it. They have moved away from him. New York Times had an investigation last year showing that Mr. Wexner and his former chief marketing officer, Ed Razek, presided over an entrenched culture of misogyny, bullying, and harassment. What? you know, Victoria's Secret's not a great place to work?
That actually really surprises me. I'm sorry. I couldn't say that with a fucking straight face.
You're just grinning your face off. So they are no longer going to be part of the new Victoria's Secret. They're splitting from L Brands and Bath & Body Works, and they're going to become its own public company this summer. Basically, COVID fucked a bunch of stuff, as we all know. The stores that survived...
How about everyone's fucking lives? Anyway.
The stores that survived COVID and a lot of stuff shutting are becoming lighter and brighter, and the mannequins, which have typically been a size 32B, will come in new shapes and sizes, which I think is pretty cool.
I hope Square is one of them.
Just SpongeBob with a G-string on.
Yes.
So Megan Rapinoe has this whole quote, and she's like, as a gay woman, I think a lot about what we think is sexy, and we are afforded the ability to do that because I don't have to wear the traditional sexy thing to be sexy. And I don't think the traditional thing is sexy when it comes to my partner or people that I've dated.
Is it bad to think a gay woman is sexy?
No.
And I'm not talking about Megan Rapinoe. I'm just asking that in general.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Like, if anything, they might be more in touch with what sexy is. You know? Okay. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all up in there. okay. She says, I think functionality is probably the sexiest thing that we could possibly achieve in life, and sometimes just cool is sexy too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think that's true in a lot of ways. Like, just
I think sexy has been rebranded lately.
Yes,
or like, not lately, but like over the years.
Sexy doesn't have to mean like dripping in honey and only wearing a thong. Like, yes. it can just be Agreed. Like confident and like I don't know. Like, it can be like a mental kind of thing too. Yeah. Like, not just a physical thing.
Totally.
And that's kind of what they're saying. And they're like, basically, like, why would women like Megan Rapinoe want to risk their names by placing their stamp of credibility on Victoria's Secret?
Because
there's this thin line between selling out and infiltrating to try to improve stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she went on to say that her role is not just going to be being a brand ambassador, but she also is going to consult on language the company uses, the products that they offer, and their whole narrative. So, like, really being a part of it. And one of the other models that they talked to, who was, like, a size 14, she's gorgeous. And they're like, she's like, I'm out here trying to make it more size inclusive. Like, right now, they go up to an extra, extra large in some of their pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, we're working to get them to increase their sizing to a 5 extra large.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's cool. Like that'll include so many more people.
Well, I mean, let's be honest.
Everyone needs pajamas.
Well, like we said earlier, the fucking dudes aren't fucking buying this. Well, they are buying the shit, but they're not wearing the shit in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's like,
if you buy for someone and they hate it, they're not going to wear it.
Yeah, exactly. No. It's going to get returned.
Yeah.
Like, so why would you not try to appeal to your fucking base?
And the stuff that guys buy for women from there is mostly for like aesthetic look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. 100%.
It's not being worn on a
And that's another
basis.
Thing they talk about getting into functionality. Yeah. They talk about like offering like maternity bras and nursing bras because formerly they didn't think motherhood was sexy. And now they've recently had like a photo shoot with a very pregnant woman who's still gorgeous by all traditional means, but like very pregnant and just in a bra and underwear. And it's like, hey, motherhood can be sexy. Like, lots of things can be sexy that you didn't previously consider.
I don't know. I mean, it's not that motherhood can't be sexy. It's just that, like,
Rule 34,
dude. That's the last thing you're thinking of a woman is that pregnant.
You're just like,
what the fuck are we going to do with this kid? Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Induce me.
But,
I dig the collective
of the seven women. One of them is a Brazilian trans model, which I think is really cool. And, like, again, more inclusive and more just open to, like, letting people be like, hey, look, here's a model who looks like me.
Yeah.
And they're also going to offer a podcast, which is a medium that doesn't require visuals.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like,
well, it doesn't make sense for any company to cut off any kind of base.
Exactly.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. I don't give a shit what your leanings are in any manner. It's just like, dude, if you are a business and your main thing is to sell,
yeah,
why would you do? And I'm not saying that their yeah. heart's not in the right place. Yeah. I'm just saying, why would you cut off anybody? Like, period.
Like, make an effort to be inclusive and yeah. not just to do it, like, performatively, but yeah. to really do it. And, you know, I there's brands that have, like, Aerie is American Eagle's, like, sub-shoot of underwear stuff.
Yeah.
And they've got this whole thing about, and I can't think of how they word it. It's not real, but it's almost, like, the true you or just, like, be you, like, be yourself. Yeah. Like, there's no shame in it.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got people that have, like, I can't pronounce the word, vitiligo or whatever it is. That's, like, nothing. You know what I'm talking about, where, say if it's someone that's like darker complexion, but they've got like the white splotches
yeah,
on
yeah.
them.
Oh, yeah.
I can't ever.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure what
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. But it's that. Or they've got people that have like visual disabilities, mm-hmm. or people that have noticeable stretch marks, or like a roll or whatever, like yeah. a love handle. That's okay. That's what a lot of people look
dude,
like.
Dude, yeah. that is more normal than what they're fucking, yes. what they yes. previously were doing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it's so,
let's be honest.
Yeah. My friend just told me the other day, she was like, hey, I was looking at such and such brand website. It wasn't underwear, it was like normal clothes, but it was like, see these jeans on a model who's your size.
Yeah.
And you could pick your size and it would show you what it looked. And that's so cool.
Yeah. Like, which Megan was actually, and I'm not gonna name drop the yeah. brand or anything because I just don't want to fucking get any of that shit. But
yeah.
But I thought what was really interesting is the models there on this website. They were saying how big the models were
yeah.
and what sizes they were wearing.
A lot so of them are going to that.
But I love that yeah. because it's like, dude, more often than not. And I noticed this because, like, Megan and I went to the outlet stores in Asheville. And we went in Ann Taylor.
Yeah.
And we cruise in there, and you've got this fucking, like, mannequin that mm-hmm. probably has, like, a 14-inch waist.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got an extra small that's pinned back half
it
of
always
it.
Always
yeah. yeah. And it's like, well, that's not a fucking, that's not any size
that's
that anyone
not even
should
size
be.
We sell.
Yeah.
yeah. It's crazy.
It's like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
That, in my opinion, yeah. it's stupid because it's like, it's, yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So. And I was telling yeah. my friend the other day, I said, you know, I think a lot more sites are going to, like, there's an underwear brand that I really like called Parade, and they have a huge range of sizes and stuff, and they show models that are like, I don't know, a 3XL yeah. in, like, a thong and, like, a lacy bra.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it's not what you're used to. And at first you're like, whoa. And then you're like, wait, this is a normal person. This is okay.
Yeah.
Also, they're still traditionally pretty. They're just bigger than a size 2.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
But it's cool to see. And I think a lot of brands are getting to that. I think it started ramping up. And now it's to the point where more brands are getting to that.
Yeah.
Where they're like, hey, look, we know that everyone is not a size 00. We know that most people hit puberty at some point in their life and get bigger. And,
yeah,
you know,
how about the majority of people? The yeah. vast majority of people are not that. You
and
know?
Being small is fine, too. I'm not saying that that's yeah. not a thing. But, like, not everyone stays tiny.
This just in, all listeners out there, the bell curve exists. It is a real thing, and I'm not going to lie, the center is not a 00. So.
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
hell yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing where Victoria's Secret really goes with their stuff, and I think with somebody as outspoken and seemingly genuine as Megan Rapinoe, that's a good sign.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, dude. Well, I'm not going to lie.
We blabbed for so long.
Just, yeah. just because it's Victoria's Secret, I'm not going to lie. I'll probably be keeping my eye on it. So. Larry, get the fuck out of here. You know
what?
You're in the same boat,
I
right?
know. So. Call me out like that.
Well, I'm sorry. My gosh. anywho, I'm looking, and I believe we've even had a longer Untethered.
Yeah.
Untethered. Does anybody want to guess? What number?
25.
Oh,
last week's was longer. Or the week before was longer.
Who probably.
Knows? Yeah, it was. It was like an hour or something.
Probably. This week we had that liberty because we didn't have book club.
Yeah, that's true.
Anywho, so this has been Tether Radio Untethered, number 25. Let us know what you guys thought about it. You can send all that jazz to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. I can still spell.
Hey.
Yeah, let us know what you guys thought. And toss some polls into the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group, because those are always fun to talk about Larry's meat blocks that he walks on every day. That is like going to be a running joke. You know that, right?
I know, yeah.
Okay. Seriously, come at me and Allie. We are equal targets in this shitstorm we call the Tether Radio podcast. So, but thank you guys so much for tuning in. Check out the full episode on Monday. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I guess that makes me Larry.
And we're thanking you guys once again for checking us out. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.